Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Executive Editor Dave Nordman. We're joined, as always, by Sports Editor Jim Wilson. Welcome, Jim.
Dave, how's it going?
Good. Central Mass Championships are our history. They're in the books. We had a couple of hockey games yesterday and some basketball games over the weekend. What would you like to start with, Jim?
Let's start with hockey. Fresh off the beat on Sunday. Two championships crowned. So great games, both of them.
Take it away.
Wachusett winning the Division III title. I think that was an outstanding game. It was a good tournament, a lot of good teams. So it was they beat up Groton Dunstable, who was a typical overlooked team in the tournament because he had teams like Hudson, teams like that. But they got hot at the right time, got in the championship. They faced Longmeadow at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. So that for the state semifinal, that's at Holy Cross. That should be a great game.
Yeah, and that I saw a lot of those games. I was there yesterday. I mean, you could have, I think we sat here a couple of weeks ago and said, really, this is anybody's Division III tournament, to win or lose. Wachusett ended up coming out of the end, but, even Matt Lane will probably tell you this isn't his best team. I mean,
no.
It might be his best team, but he's had better players in the past. It's just a matter of, kind of finding it at the right time of the season and playing your best hockey at this time of the year.
Exactly. I think, like you said, they had in the last couple of years they had Shrewsbury to worry about, but since they moved up to Division I, it was kind of opened up the tournament a little bit and gave teams like Wachusett and Hudson and Groton Dunstable. Westboro had a good run at the end. I like those open tournaments. Shrewsbury had a great team last couple of years, but it was like kind of you're waiting for the state semifinals and the state finals to sort of see where they're at.
Right. So it was. You make a good point. It was interesting to see what a Division III tournament looks like without
some monster
without Shrewsbury, and we saw that this year.
Yeah, and I think Shrewsbury. I know Kevin Skagerland. They're probably one of the better players. I think he's a captain for him. He cut his hand in the celebration, so. He's Coach Matt Lane said he's 50-50 going forward. I heard Rich Gar was actually trying to track down something on that today to find out an update because it's a big, if he's missing that key, missing that piece against Longmeadow, it's going to be tough for Wachusett to sort of counteract that. If he can't grab it's his hand, so if he can't grip his stick right, I mean, you never know. If even him at 50%, how much is he going to contribute?
Now, Wachusett has a boatload of good players over there. One of the best players that we've seen in Central Mass this year is Liam Gill of Northbridge, and they upset Lunenburg yesterday in overtime to win the Division III A title. An upset meaning Northbridge we had in the paper today, started the season, I think, 2-5-1.
Yeah.
Really came on strong second half of the season.
And
beat the defending state champion.
Yeah, Lunenburg. I mean, especially what Lunenburg did in the playoffs, a couple overtime wins. I think they had a rally big time against Hopedale in the first round. So they were playing really well, and like you mentioned, they're defending champions. They're always in the final.
And playing at their home rink at the Wallace Civic Center.
Home rink, exactly.
So big crowd last night.
But that credit to Northbridge. I love stories like that where they just they have that team that sort of came together at the right time. New coach. They just started off bad. They get a couple key players back from juniors.
And you have to feel great for Ryan Neville now here.
Yeah.
He's at St. Peter Marion last year. And he's for better or worse, they made a decision not to bring him back. He lands at Northbridge and look Central Mass champions.
Yeah, exactly. Gets a couple kids back from key cogs and gets some offense going. And it's they just gel together. He said in the story in today's paper was everything sort of clicked for him at the right time.
So we've got Wachusett playing when, Jim?
Longmeadow, 7 o'clock Tuesday at Holy Cross.
And then on Wednesday we have Northbridge playing
East Hampton. Who was a repeat champion from Western Mass. They won it last year. And that's because there's no Eastern Mass 3A, this is the state final.
This will be the state final for
they play at 7 o'clock at Holy Cross on Wednesday.
So if you're looking for something to do
Tuesday
and Wednesday, Holy Cross, a couple of great hockey games to end the season. We do have a couple of basketball teams still playing beyond, where would you like to start there, Jim?
Let's start Division II. I mean, I think Division I, Division III, the Eastern/Central champions were victorious, so there's no true Central Mass past champion. After the, we ranted about that a couple weeks ago in the podcast. So, you know, teams like Wachusett girls, who I thought were phenomenal, were upset in the final at the last second shot. So we move forward, and but we got some great champions in Central Mass with Division II and Division IV. So I think, and leading that way, I think is Westboro boys. I think they're the Clark champions. I think they've had a great run. They are a very deep team. They have the Doherty twins, Matt and Mike. You know, they are a very balanced team. This is one of those teams where you talk about stories. This is like they played together since they were kids. Mm-hmm. They came up through the Westboro recreation department and everything.
I think we had the same conversation before the Clark tournament when you said, you know, watch out for Westboro.
They were my pick.
Yeah, and now here they are, Central Mass, or Central champions, moving on to the state tournament.
They got a big bet. Taconic is who they're facing. They face them on 7:30 Wednesday. Unfortunately, we have four championship or state semifinals, but they're all, three of the four out in Western Mass at AIC.
Yeah.
But they, Westboro plays them at 7:30 on Wednesday at AIC. Taconic, they repeat as champions. They've won 18 straight games. They've been to the Western Mass final the last 3 years. They lost 3 years ago, but they're a tough team. But I think Westboro, the schedule they played, they were one of those teams that saw the Eastern Mass teams coming into Central. They knew they had to sort of beef up their schedule. They played a lot of Midwatch A teams. They played a lot of out of area teams. So I don't think they're, I think they're tested. And I think Taconic, even though they're 19-3, looking good, I think Westboro's deep enough to sort of to hold them back.
You get bonus points if you can tell me where Taconic is
exactly
located.
Exactly. It's one of those things, like, you know, it's like I know their nickname. It's one of those, I always love the Monday after the Western Mass Championship, trying out who the Lennox Millionaires are playing.
And we'll be bulletin board material. So if they're the Taconic Waters, we'll call
exactly,
them.
Exactly, yeah.
So moving on, we've talked about Westboro.
Division II girls on Neshoba. I think they're, you know, one of those, you know, they're a team of athletes. I mean, you look at that roster and this, you know, here's a great softball player. Here's, you know, they have a good, you know, Kaylee McMahon missed the game the other day because she was playing for the USA field hockey team.
Wow.
So it's like they have some fantastic athletes, a great soccer team, you know, yearly. So, you know, get those players. They don't have that one player where you say, okay, we got to stop this girl. I mean, you know, Abby McNulty was the Midwatch B MVP, but, you know, she's so deep. That Bree Donahue and Jillian Payne, those girls where you sort of have to, you can't focus on one, and I think that makes them dangerous. They play Northampton at 5:30 on Wednesday at AIC.
Break down Northampton.
Oh, yeah, here we go. I've watched tape on Northampton all weekend, so it's, you know, I think that I know they beat Taconic, another one of our favorite team. They beat them for the title, so, and they're a repeat champion, so they're pretty deep. They have some good upperclassmen, but other than that, I think I think this is a case of Western. We always have good success against Western Mass teams, it seems like. So
I was going to say I'd say we sit here every year during our podcast, but we haven't been doing this for a while. But you know, we do talk about these Western Mass teams, the same teams, you know, year after year. You have your Taconics, you have your Mount Greylocks, you have your, you know, your Springfield Centrals. I mean, it seems like you're right. You do see a lot of these same teams year after year.
Exactly.
And Central Mass does have good luck against.
Yeah, and usually when Central Mass teams play out of schedule, they play or out of area, they play Eastern Mass.
Right.
You know, you don't really see. I think that's for a reason. I think they, you know, not to say that Western Mass teams are inferior, but I mean, I think looking for that kind of medal, you know, testing the medal, I think they try to go Eastern Mass and see how that goes, and maybe get ready for the state final.
So you mentioned we talked a little hockey, talked a little Westboro, a little Neshoba. What else you got for us, Jim?
You know what? One of my favorite teams to watch this year has been the Worcester Tech boys. They play for the Division IV title on 7:30 on Tuesday at AIC. They play Drury, so it's another one of those teams that guess where they are and what the nickname is.
And, you know, you who would have thought, you know, Central Mass champions, Worcester Tech. We talked last time we talked about them was before our home team tournament.
Yeah.
And, you know, they
were a team to watch.
They were a team to watch. They made it to the championship game of the city tournament there. You know, and so they've been on people's radars for a while.
Exactly. They play a lot of intra-high teams. They've been tested. Assibit is one of the better teams in Central Mass. They played them four times because they played them, you know, twice during the regular season in the Colonial League. They played them in the state vocational tournament. They played them in the Central Mass tournament. Their height with like guys like Hunter and, you know, 6'6" center, you know, they've seen some good competition. It's not like the usual Division IV team. You're playing a lot of tech schools. You're kind of, you know, trying to feel what you have. I think, you know, Worcester Tech has shown that, you know, they played Doherty, you know, they played South, and, you know, I think, and, you know, they think that the home team tournament is probably better than a lot of the stuff they've seen during the year. So they're looking pretty strong. I think they have a good shot at advancing to the state final.
And, you know, last but not least, the team that has not been on many people's radar this year, but the Monty Tech girls.
Yeah, Monty Tech 21-4. They're another one of those teams that I think they're probably one of the teams I looked at to play for that Division IV championship. Maynard, the champions from last year, they beat them in the final, but I think Maynard's a tough team. They made a good tournament run, as a lot of people thought. The Division IV is a lot of, like, you look at the records, but then you don't, they look better than what they actually are. And I think Monty Tech showed that they were, you know, they won 20 games for a reason during the season. They have a balanced team. They have 2 1,000-point scorers and Emily St. Thomas and Erica Regan. They're going to have their hands full with Hopkins. I think they're a good team. They beat Mount Everett for the title, and I think that was their first title. They didn't make the tournament last year, so they have, you know, they're I don't know if they're just happy to be here type of thing, but I mean, I think Monty Tech has some work to do. So to get to that final, they play 7:30 Wednesday at Worcester Tech. I like their chances. I think they're, you know, I think the four teams we have, not to be a homer, but I think the four teams in the state semifinals have a good chance of advancing on Saturday.
Yeah, and so. If they get past the semifinals, you know, any word on where the championship game is going to be?
I've heard Holy Cross. I don't believe it's a DCU. So I think Holy Cross is. Somebody told me earlier that they're to play most of the games at Worcester State and Holy Cross.
Right.
But then Holy Cross wasn't one of the state semifinal opponents, so it's still TBD on the website because God forbid them.
We know hockey. If
they're going to TD.
Yeah, we know if Wachusett wins, they'll be playing on Sunday in Boston. But like you said, basketball is usually kind of wait and see.
Yeah, I'll have to keep hitting refresh on that website. Usually updated on Monday. So
there you go. Well, another busy week, a sprint to the finish, Jim. Thanks for joining us as always, and you can always read it in the pages of the Telegram and Gazette on telegram.com and at TG Sports on Twitter. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thanks, Dave.